Nam mô Shakyamuni Buddhaya. Gratitude to our teachers, to all the beings supporting the conditions we enjoy for the practice. The following recording consists of an introduction to sitting meditation. This session is focused on the cultivation of a stable, relaxed and upright posture with room for the natural breath, one that is conducive to remaining in stillness and calm, while also avoiding the tendency towards sinking into drowsiness. This meditation can be practiced seated on a cushion, on a mat on the ground, either cross-legged or kneeling. It can also be practiced sitting in a chair. If sitting cross-legged on the ground, a cushion that is high enough to allow the knees to bend without being pressured laterally is helpful. If you experience knee pain, try a higher cushion. And if the knees rest high when sitting cross-legged, you can try placing cushions underneath them to increase the sense of grounding and support. You can place the cushion that you're sitting on as a wedge, so slightly behind against the sacrum rather than directly underneath your sitting bones. This can also assist in having a slight forward tilt to the pelvis, which allows the hip flexors to relax. If you prefer kneeling, a meditation stool can help to relieve pressure on the knee joints. If you don't have one, you can use a cushion placed between or on top of the calves. If you're sitting on a chair, you can use a chair of a height that allows your feet to rest flat on the ground, or you can place a cushion or something else beneath them to allow them to rest flat, so they're in contact with the ground, providing stability. Best is to sit a little forward on your seat and avoid slumping against the backrest. In general, however we sit, rather than forcing our bodies into a particular yogic posture, for example, the lotus posture, the invitation here is to find our chrysanthemum posture, one which is easeful and comfortable, in which we feel we can remain more or less still for the duration of our practice. So let us begin. Becoming aware of our intention for this practice session, putting aside distractions, gathering ourselves, body and mind, wholly into the present moment, allowing it to unfold just as it is. We can make any last minute adjustments we need to our seat, our position, arranging cushions as we need. For now, we know that we can put aside distractions arising in the mind, our regrets, anxieties, thoughts of the past or thoughts of the future. Breathing in, bringing awareness back to the body, to the weight of the body grounded and supported by the earth, to the position of the lower body, the feet and lower legs, the knees, thighs and hips, providing contact with the ground or the seat beneath us, providing safety, support and stability. Breathing out, we can release ourselves into that embrace, that grounding with the earth, allowing our body to be supported and held. Breathing in, bringing awareness to the position of the pelvis, like a bowl supporting the internal organs, tilted neither too far forward nor too far back, providing an anchor and support for the spine. Breathing out, bringing awareness to the sacrum, located between the wings of the pelvis at the base of the spine, from which base the vertebral column can grow long and supple, complete with its natural curves all the way to the base of the skull. Breathing in, bringing awareness to the rise of the belly with the in-breath, the softening of the pelvic floor, the expansion of the heart space. With the out-breath, actively encouraging the shoulders to open and draw down and back away from the head and neck. Breathing in, we can engage a slight tuck to the chin, encouraging the cervical spine, the vertebra of the neck, to lengthen and release as we breathe out. Breathing in, aware of the in-breath, the rise of the belly, expansion of the chest and heart space. Relaxing the muscles of the brow and jaw, perhaps with a gentle half smile on our lips, relaxing the hundreds of small muscles of the face. We can gently close the eyes or leave them very slightly open, depending on whether we find ourselves prone to distraction by visual objects or to sleepiness. Breathing out, relaxing the whole body, allowing ourselves to be supported by the earth beneath, letting go of tension. Breathing in, we can imagine a very fine thread running from the sacrum at the base of the spine all the way out through the crown of the head, on which each of the vertebrae are strung in turn like beads on a string, cushioned by the vertebral discs. And breathing out, imagining a gentle upward lifting sensation from the crown of the head that causes the whole spine to lengthen, to become spacious, supple. The body becomes light, the posture relaxed and easeful, upright, but with the natural curves of the spine, supporting the internal organs, providing space for the breath. We can know that if at any moment during our meditation practice our breath becomes cramped, our sitting posture becomes collapsed, or the mind dull and drowsy, we can return to a basic postural scan like this, guided by the in-breath and out-breath, refreshing the whole body and mind before returning once again to the sensations of the breath in the body or the object of our meditation. We can also know that if during our practice of sitting we find the body has become very tense, we find stiffness or pain coming to the foreground of our experience, unpleasant sensations in the body, we can slowly and mindfully adjust our posture, gently finding once again a position of ease and rest, our chrysanthemum posture, before returning once again to the experience of sensations of the breath in the body or our chosen object of meditation. Relaxing the whole body, setting aside distractions in the mind, at ease, and letting go.